Managing the Various Elements of an Organization, Part 3. It is the duty of every employer to maintain a safe and healthy work environment. Doing so is required by law, but it also reduces costs associated with lost productivity, workers' compensation, and damaged morale. Health and safety programs differ from one organization to another based on factors such as industry and job types. While most organizations are required to comply with OSHA, formal safety training makes far greater sense for some industries and employee populations than others. A training on bloodborne pathogens is much more relevant to a healthcare organization than to a logistics company. Slips, trips, and falls training is more appropriate for warehouse employees than people working in the accounting department. To build a successful training program, there must be a team of managers committed to making the program work, employees engaged in the program, and a system available to identify and control hazards. Health and safety programs should be continuously improved based on audit results and identified opportunities for improvement. A regular schedule should be put in place to evaluate compliance with the requirements of the health and safety program.